This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's America's Third Watch.
You're
So the one thing Joe Biden, the message he wants to send to Iran is we're not at war. We're not having a war. This isn't a war. And if you think it's a war, think again. What we really want to do is we really want to get into this nuclear deal thing. We want to bring that back. As soon as John Kerry gets me reelected, in other words, I think that the message is no longer don't. It's wait. wait until we get through this reelection process. And then, we can really do something. You know, and I'm trying to be a little sarcastic, obviously, about this, because the Biden administration, I think, sends these mixed signals. And at a time like this, my friends, I do think America should speak with one voice when it comes to retaliating for the deaths of three of our service people, our heroes, American heroes, who were stationed in Jordan at Tower 22 and came under attack in their barracks by Iranian-backed groups. It's very, very serious. But the mixed messages, I think, are very, very confusing indeed. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition, and we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here, and we have a lot to talk about on the program this morning. It is going to be chock full, so, of course, fasten your seatbelt, get snacks, maybe some coffee, maybe, or whatever your favorite beverage. go ahead and get those things together, because we are here with you throughout the wee hours of Saturday morning. And of course, some of you may be hearing this program at other times during the weekend. And so wherever you're listening from, however you're finding the program, we want to welcome you. Of course, welcome to everybody on AM 860, The Answer, our home station. Also, everybody on AM 930 there in Sarasota. Also, everybody along the GCN network. And GCN, of course, distributes our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And we really appreciate their hard work and everything that they do. And you can also check out the live streams for the program at GCNlive.com. We also have that listed over at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website where you can send us a direct message. And we got a lot of great direct messages throughout the week, so I'm really, really happy about that. And also, you can check out my podcast. You can also find me on Facebook and also on X, formerly known as Twitter, of course. So once again, folks, welcome one, welcome all. It is the weekend edition. And I'll tell you this, the U.S., of course, has launched these strikes. This is from the Associated Press. U.S. military launched an air assault on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria used by Iran-backed militias, otherwise known as terror groups, and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard on Friday in the opening salvo of retaliation. Sorry, folks, I had to hit the cough button there. Opening salvo of retaliation for the drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. The massive barrage of strikes hit more than 85 targets at seven locations, including command and control headquarters, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, drone and ammunition storage sites, and other facilities that were connected to the militias, terror groups, or the IRGC's Quds Force, the Guards Expeditionary Unit that handles Tehran's relationship with arming of regional militias, otherwise known as terrorists. And President Joe Biden made it clear in a statement that there will be more to come. But he's also making clear that we don't want a war. This isn't about a war. Then what is it about? And also, folks, now most of these strikes, or these strikes actually occurred right in Syria and Iraq. Iraq also chiming in, saying that they're not very happy of the Iraqi military, saying this is a violation of their sovereignty. In fact, I think I have it right here. This from NBC News. Iraqi army condemned the U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias or terror groups in Iraqi border areas, calling the air assault a violation of Iraqi sovereignty and a threat that will drag Iraq and the region into unforeseen consequences. The spokesman for the commander-in-chief of the Iraqi Armed Forces asserted that strikes come at a time when Iraq is striving to ensure the stability of the region. It doesn't get more any more unstable when terror groups backed by Iran begin to kill Americans directly and on purpose. You know, folks, again, I don't know how you have a war. It's like, riddle me this, Batman, how do you have a war and not really have a war? You know, that would be some kind of strange riddle, right, that probably only the Batman could figure out. But in this case, I think it's just a non sequitur. It just is not going to make any sense because Iran believes that we're at war, and they believe that attacking our troops through their proxies, at last count, 166 times. What does that mean? How do we interpret that? Well, you know, it's just them being them. No, it's not. And again, I'm not really trying to be funny about this because it's not really a funny sort of subject or situation. But what I am reacting to, and why you hear the absurdity in my voice on this, is because it does seem to be very absurd. I think President Biden needs to project the following. He needs to project the idea that we are retaliating. It's not going to be just places that have been cleared out. It's not going to be days later. It's not just at a time and place of our choosing, which means get out of Dodge. And I think the message should be more akin to President Trump. You don't know what I'm going to do next. You know, don't try it. As I was saying right before we went to the top of the hour, you know, if you don't have something that really backs that up, when you say don't, you know what they hear? Nothing. They don't hear anything when you say don't. What they hear is, well, you know, they don't really have the resolve that we have in order to carry out these operations. And, you know, they're literally out to change the world. I mean, you got to be really, really aware of that kind of an adversary. Okay, folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to come right back after this brief break with more. So stay right there. Kyle Warren, Weekend Edition.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing to race through and rocket through the weekend edition of the program. And once again, we have a lot more to talk about, a lot more to tell you about. And we're going to, I'm sure by the time we get to the Monday edition, there may be more retaliatory strikes that have happened. Again, they started up about 4 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. And I was actually out at that time when I saw the alert come over my phone. And so we may see more that happens between now. You may be hearing this program later in the weekend, and they've already occurred. So but just rest assured that we'll be talking about it certainly first thing bright and early Monday morning. So go to KyleWarrenShow.com for links to listen live as well if you're not in the area of a terrestrial radio station broadcasting the show. So we're glad to have you along with us. And, again, you can go over to GCN Live for their live streams. We have links right there over at KyleWarrenShow.com as well. Pardon me. All right. So back to the border. That sounds like a documentary. Back to the border. Back to the border issue. I want you to hear this. Now, this comes from MSNBC, and I found this clip, and I thought, well, you know, maybe we should play it because you have the anchor on MSNBC talking with NBC News presidential historian Michael Beschloss. Now, listen to what he says, and I kind of alluded to it in hour number one, but if you're just joining us, listen to how Michael Beschloss compares what's happening at the Texas border with Mexico, with part of the genesis of the Civil War. I mean, what? But there's a key phrase, and I will point that out when he says it. Let's listen in.
Joining me now is Michael Beschloss, NBC News presidential historian. Michael, we're always having these huge conversations, and yet the moment deserves it. Does it not? Because now we see somebody like Greg Abbott big state, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott. He's always been a loud instigator, but now he's using his position as governor to openly flout federal authority.
All right, I got to stop it right there just to start. He's a loud instigator, and now he's using his position to flout. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's run that back a tad. And we'll continue from there. Let's listen.
Always been a loud instigator, but now he's using his position as governor to openly flout federal authority. In your opinion, has this border issue now reached the level of a constitutional crisis?
Not yet, but it has happened in the past, and I'm not saying that we're on the verge of a civil war like 1861, but...
Okay, stop right there. All right, stop right there. I told you, what was key? Are we on the verge of a constitutional crisis? Well, he says, not yet, but it has happened in the past. I got to tell you, folks, you know, with all due respect, I really do think that when something like that is framed like that, you know, it's really simple. And I do think overall it can lead to a constitutional crisis. But it's not a constitutional crisis according to Beschloss right now. So maybe that should just be his answer. No, it's not a constitutional crisis. But then we'll just hear as he goes on to say, well, but in the Civil War, which he doesn't think it's leading to a civil war. So I appreciate that. But we got to put all this now into this new framing. About the Civil War, about integration of the public schools in the 1950s. Let's listen.
What's happening in 1861 was that Southern governors and Southern officials were saying, we Southern states have to withdraw from the United States because we disagree about this issue of slavery. And Abraham Lincoln, the incoming president, said, you can't do that because that's against the Constitution. We wound up fighting a war for 4 years. That's not going to happen this time. May God forbid that that should ever happen. But maybe the tighter parallel is the civil rights era of the 1950s and the 1960s. 1964, the Supreme Court said that segregated schools in America can never be equal. They're inherently unequal, so there has to be racial integration. And to stop that, a lot of officials and a lot of mainly Southern states, especially Virginia, said we're going to have massive resistance to the Supreme Court and the federal government. We're going to pass a lot of state laws that defy federal power, and we'll even do other things. There will be riots against people who are trying to integrate schools. The violence will get to be so great that Americans will not be able to carry out the Supreme Court's order. And in 1957, Dwight Eisenhower sent in the army to integrate the high school in Little Rock.
Okay.
1963, John Kennedy federalized the National Guard in Alabama to integrate the University of Alabama.
Right. Okay. Stop right there. So, you know, all of that is true, right? And as I was saying back in hour number one, the United States, or I should say the states, in this case, the state of Texas, is not trying to stop the federal government from enforcing law that says no matter what color skin you have, you can go to the school. Okay? That was a terrible, terrible time in American history where what he's describing did occur. But the United States was in the right to do that. Same thing for going against slavery. So, you know, why this is being framed this way by a presidential historian mystifies me, because what Texas is doing is not trying to keep African-American children from going to the same school as white children, let's say. He is the governor of Texas is not trying to institute or perpetuate slavery of one human being over another. That is not occurring. And to try to even put it in the same context, well, it's not a constitutional crisis, not yet, but, you know, here's what happened in the past. What he's describing is wholly different than what is happening right now. The federal government, by the Biden administration, has abdicated its role to secure the borders of the United States of America, its international border. So are you pushing a constitutional crisis? Well, in some ways, yes, because hopefully the Supreme Court will clearly define, when all of this is said and done, will clearly define that the federal government cannot be derelict in its duty to stop the infiltration of thousands upon thousands of individuals who have not immigrated into the country legally, or to stop the thousands upon thousands of drug runners and fentanyl and all those things that are literally killing our own people, American citizens, and others as well. I mean, the fentanyl does not discriminate, I'm sure. But the idea that somehow this is even a little bit related to integration of the schools and stopping slavery is beyond me. But this is just there to be a political cudgel to say, oh my gosh, well I'm not with those same people that wanted to keep slavery going. I mean, gosh, golly gee, Governor Abbott he's in that ilk, I guess, because they're saying, federal government, you're not doing your job, so we're going to stand in the gap and do the job so that our own citizens of Texas, whether it be Texas or Arizona or New Mexico or California, you could say the same kind of thing. Our citizens are being so adversely affected by this illegal immigration that the federal government is allowing, again, through its inaction. You know, you can be found liable. You can commit a crime through inaction. You can be sued by somebody for inaction just as much as action. And that's exactly what's happening with the federal government. The administration, the Supreme Court ruling, as I understand, simply means the administration can go in and cut the razor wire. Now, the administration has also, I think, made some clarifications on this, insofar as that if we feel it's necessary to save a life or this kind of stuff. The wording is a little different than we're coming in and bulldozing it away, which they're not going to do. And you know why they're not going to do it? Because so many people across the country do agree that Texas is on the right track with this. Texas is not defying slavery and not defying school integration. What Texas is doing is saying, this has to stop. We literally can't take this. And because of a political agenda held by the administration, they expect us to simply endure this. So, yeah, it's a great constitutional question. I think the states have every right to defend themselves. That's what they're doing. They're just putting up a barrier. But to characterize it like that is completely disingenuous. Folks, stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. The federal election interference trial involving Donald Trump is being delayed as the judge has officially canceled the scheduled March 4th trial. This comes as an appeals court considers Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the case. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month. That's nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. Significant job gains were observed in professional and business services, healthcare, and retail trade sectors. President Biden is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend with plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday. During his time in L.A., Biden will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. The President and First Lady will then travel to Las Vegas on Sunday. That's ahead of Nevada's Democratic presidential primary, which will be held Tuesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tesla is recalling nearly all the vehicles it sold in the U.S. because the warning light for the instrument panel was too small.
The recall will be accomplished through an online software update, which Tesla says is already in the pipeline. Feds say that the brake, park, and anti-lock brake warning lights have a smaller font size than mandated by federal safety standards.
All right.
That can make crucial safety information tough to read, increasing the risk of a crash.
Welcome
Tesla
back
has already started releasing the
San Diego County is reporting its first case of measles in 5 years. A one-year-old child has been hospitalized. Contact tracing is now underway. The first case of measles in San Diego since 2019 when there were two cases. Healthcare jobs growing at the fastest rate in over 30 years. Over 650,000 healthcare jobs were added last year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Send us a direct message. Tell us what you're thinking about. All right. Well, earlier in the week, and on Thursday, on this program, on the Thursday edition, in the hour number four, bottom of the hour of hour number four, which translates into 5:30 a.m. On Thursday mornings, we talk with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. And we talk with them once a week about what's happening with our vets, what they're doing to help our vets, to influence policy, even for our active military, and also, of course, what we can do for our great veterans that have served this country. And I thought it would be great. We've done this a couple of times, but I'd like to replay our conversation from Thursday morning because I wanted our weekend audience to hear it as well. So without further ado, let's listen in to Jimmy T. Smith. I was just mentioning to him before we started this about the Overwatch section of their website. So let's listen to Jimmy T. Smith.
Hey, good morning, Colin. Yes, you're right. Go check out the Overwatch, and there's some important things that people need to read on there. You know, something that was put out on the Overwatch was the fact that one of the leaders of the VA healthcare basically suggested they stop pushing the easy button as much for veterans to get community care, which means basically, so it's really easy to just go ahead and write down the script to go out into the community to get the care, do that less. And the incentive was to bring them into the VA. And the whole conversation, if you go to that, you'll find that there's a link to the video and everything. The whole conversation was basically about how to drive them into the VA. The conversation wasn't about how to ensure the veterans getting the best care possible. And this is something you and I have talked about, and a lot of veterans are really, really starting to get frustrated about, because it does seem that the key priority for the VA is the VA.
Well, indeed, and this is basically a whistleblower, right, who's bringing this out. And again, it seems that most people would agree that it's just common sense to be able to get the care for our vets, that they should be able to go just about anywhere in their community. But because so many problems exist at the VA, timing-wise, care-wise, and so forth.
Well, yeah, and as a matter of fact, there's another story on the Overwatch where it talks about how there's significant issues within the suicide crisis line. You know, people getting left on hold and people not getting through to counselors and things like that. It's really important that, you know, things like this are basically reformed, but if not enough people are hearing about this, and this is why we have the website, and this is why we have the Overwatch, if not enough people are hearing about this, they don't know to go talk to their members of Congress, because they can complain to their neighbors, they can complain at the VFW's American Legions, and they can complain to other people, but if they're not talking to the members of Congress, predominantly, this is what we drive people to. Talk to your members of Congress, how this needs to be addressed. And I have to tell you, there's one bill, it's the Veterans Health Care Freedom Act, that in the future would allow a veteran in a crisis like this to not have to wait till crisis, but get counseling before they get to crisis.
Well, indeed, indeed. And, of course, at cv4a.org, I think there's information, too, about how people can get involved. And, in fact, one of the top priorities under the action section is telling Biden to get our troops out of harm's way. And never more than now has that been a real, real concern, don't you think?
It is. It is. You know, we have basically a foreign policy and leaders at the national level who is always focused on any response to any issue by militarizing it. And this is a huge fail, because we have diplomacy, we have economics, we have the ability to reposition troops as need be. I mean, we see that being done all the time with the Navy, but when the ground troops, they don't do that. They don't pull them out of harm's way to prevent them from being targets. You know, there's the ability to use cyber and so many other things, but it's always, always the ability to bring in a military strike that they talk about, because guess what's good on the news? The fact that it sounds strong to do that, but really it puts us in a weaker position.
Well, one of my concerns is obviously, you know, the administration is going to, at some point, we don't know exactly when, it may not be for a while, there will be some kind of retaliatory strikes. But my main concern is the number of service personnel in that area, that if suddenly they all came under attack, it would be a very difficult thing, because it would be hard to repel something like that. And you know that that's what the terrorist groups would want to do almost simultaneously.
Well, exactly. And with today's modern technology, it's easier for them to do it. But basically, the Biden administration bears responsibility for continuing to keep these forces exposed in those positions. And basically, it's created easy targets for them to be, for the enemy to strike us. And this is basically imperative. Any decision on any strike going forward must focus and make sure we have some sense of being able to keep our troops secure. The best way to do that, of course, is to reposition them out of there. And truthfully, that's one of the problems with having never gone to Congress for permission to bring troops into those areas. Having never gotten a new authorization for use of military force has basically given a blanket slate for our executive to go and put troops into those areas. You know, the president shouldn't have the ability to do that without going to Congress first. So we're really hopeful that before they do a strike, before they do anything, they go to Congress, they get permission to make sure, because as they've talked about, this is potentially going to lead into a larger conflict. And this is why things like this, people need to understand the president has the ability under the Constitution to take action, but he does not have the ability to have continuous, endless wars. This is where Congress has a play.
Well, indeed, indeed. That's the way that it's supposed to be set up. And, Jimmy, I know that I think you wanted to mention something this morning about what's even happening in Ukraine, as I recall. We had talked about that a little bit earlier.
Well, you think about Ukraine, again, we go back to the original standing is that this is more of a European theater issue and NATO needs to step up predominantly and things like this. But it's obvious now that there's not going to be a massive, successful counterattack against the Russians. And matter of fact, the Russians are still gaining more ground slowly, incrementally, and things like that. So that whole counteroffensive was a problem. It is also suggested that the F-16s are not going to give them air superiority and things like that. So we need to come to that realization that this has to be diplomatically settled, because continuing to throw military effort, again, the militarization of every response, is not fixing the issue in Ukraine. So at some point, there's going to have to be some kind of peace talks, negotiations, or something. And CVA has been saying that from the very beginning, that, you know, you need to use all the tools in the toolbox. And Ukraine is like the epitome of the example. The counteroffensive did not work. And more, we have Americans who do not want to send more money or have our troops in that area. And if there's ever a time for our leaders to listen to the American people, it's now.
Well, you know, as looking at what's happening in Ukraine, you mentioned the F-16s. It's that they're such an old platform. You know, they were introduced in the late 1970s. You know, we'd have to give them all kinds of more advanced technology just to be able to survive in that theater. And you're right, it goes into how much more money can we possibly afford to do this with?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. If you think about all this, Kyle, when the first counteroffensive in 22 started and you had some success, but in 23 they had this massive amount of training. You had the new Leopard tanks that came in. When I say new, they're new to Ukraine, and everybody was so high and mighty about, oh well, you know, this is going to be make a great difference. 26 of those Leopard tanks have been destroyed, but many more have been inoperable because of the lack of ability to get the parts and do the maintenance on the equipment. And the M1s that go over there also have a very heavy maintenance and tool requirement to make sure these things are able to be maintained on the battlefield. These are things where you need the comprehensive aspect of what the U.S. military has.
All right, so that's Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. We wanted to replay our conversation from earlier in the week because I wanted our weekend listeners to hear what Jimmy has to say as well. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Weekend Edition continues. Thanks to Jimmy T. Smith.
Hey, folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend edition continues, and we are having fun. And we are looking for that atmospheric river that is coming towards Southern California, at the very least, as we head into the weekend. And, well, you know, the last storm that came through caused actually some significant flooding, like in Long Beach, Seal Beach. I spent a lot of time in Seal Beach, I think I mentioned earlier in the week. And so, you know, it's a lot. Southern California is just not prepared for all kinds of rain and inches of rain or anything like that. But, of course, we're also going to take a look at some of the national weather right after we listen to another song. And by the way, I just decided let's make it a Cars weekend. And here's another great one from the Cars. Now, this is a little bit later on than My Best Friend's Girl. But it's definitely kind of a cool Cars song. It's called It's All I Can Do. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend edition.
Shadow, I finally grew. And once in a night, I
right. The car. That's all I can do. Very, very cool. And it's really kind of a cool track, isn't it? Because it's pretty open altogether. There's not a whole lot of instrumentation going on. And then the use of those keyboards, those synth sounds, as they started small but then kind of built up, that's really cool. And again, all that goes into the production and really helped to define the sound that the cars had. And it was pretty unique overall. And certainly Rick Ocasek, with very, very unique kind of vocal style as well. And Benjamin Orr, you know, and of course they have both passed on. But his big hit song with the cars, Drive, is really just a brilliant hit, to be sure. But all right, so it's Cars Morning here, and if you're out driving in your car, you might be encountering the weather. So let's take a look at some of the weather that's happening. And of course, we're going to take a look at what the National Weather Service is telling us about, and that is unsettled weather for the West and on Friday. Heavy snow continues for the Sierra and spreads into the Great Basin and Rockies. Widespread thunderstorms shift from southern plains to the lower Mississippi Valley, Gulf Coast through Saturday, with a threat for severe weather and flash flooding. Mild, well above average temperatures will persist across central portions of the country this weekend. Mountain rain and snow mix for lower elevation valleys will continue across the West as an upper-level trough and accompanying surface frontal system push eastward through the Great Basin and Rockies. Warm, moist air will advect northward from the Gulf of Mexico into the southern plains ahead of an approaching upper-level trough surface frontal system moving through the west on Friday. Now, meanwhile, central portions of the country will have an amplified upper-level ridge in place that will maintain above-average temperatures for the plains in the Midwest. Daily maximums will range from the 30s to 40s for the Northeast and the Great Lakes to 40s and 50s for the Northern Plains and the Ohio Valley, the 50s and 60s for the Central Plains and Carolinas, 60s and 70s for the Southern Plains and Southeast. Temperatures will remain on the cooler side of average across much of the West, given the upper-level trough, cloudy cover, and precipitation. Well, precipitation is an understatement. Highs mainly in the 40s for the Great Basin, 50s for the Pacific Northwest and Northern California, 60s for the Desert Southwest and Southern California. And once again, we're looking for that atmospheric river to start coming in, I believe, sometime on Sunday. And it's going to persist, lots and lots of rain for the Southern California region as we move through the week. So we'll keep you apprised of that. But hopefully your weekend is going to be pretty good, and we hope that you got some great plans, and hopefully you'll have some great weather. All right, folks, well, now's the time of the program, part of the program here on this weekend edition, that we say hello once again to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, happy weekend. And but it looks like some of these Iran-backed groups aren't having a happy weekend, or they are looking at some damage and saying, well, Joe Biden is now a job creator. He's destroyed these buildings, so now we get to build them back better. I'm not trying to be funny, but it just seems like, you know, what did we really accomplish, and what do you think?
It was a fireworks display.
Yeah,
that was really about all. I have a list of what we actually struck. And we struck anything that didn't have any people in it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the people had already evacuated and so forth. And there's a lot of criticism on the timing of this because of that.
Well, we broadcasted it. We told the world what we were going to do. So they had 6 days, 5 days to get out, and they did.
Well, that's exactly right. And we understand 125 precision munitions, 85 different targets, basically. But, you know, Denise, when they talk about you know, they hit command and control centers, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, drone and ammunition storage sites, and other facilities. You know, are they taking out ordnance? I mean, that they could, or, you know, missiles that they can use? Or you know, it just seems so fantastic that they'd let them just kind of sit around and wait for the U.S. to come in and hit them.
We hit an abandoned a militia site in El Medin. We hit a popular mobilization force site in Syria. Nobody was there. Nobody was there in the first one. We targeted a weapons vehicle. A weapons vehicle.
Right.
So we dropped a, you know, $2 million, $3 million weapon, a bomb ordnance hit a vehicle. Hit a weapons depot. We don't know, allegedly, because normally they're empty warehouses. We hit a villa, maybe where they used to live. We hit another target in the Altamo neighborhood. Only some local members were wounded. We hit a dormitory that was empty. We hit was known as the Al Raba Castle in Al Medin. That was where their cellular tower was, and they had thermal cameras, okay? Night visions, okay? So we knocked out a cellular network, a cellular tower. A radar point in a Harabesh neighborhood.
Yeah.
Another warehouse. Warehouse.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We didn't get anything.
Nope, not at all. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we're coming right back after the top of the hour.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.